Be willing to be a beginner every single morning. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as our friends at alux.com talk with us about how to learn faster and remember more. Enjoy.
Once upon a time, people assumed you spent your school and college years learning, and the rest of your life just using what you've learned in your job, and never really having to learn much new after your early 20s. To be fulfilled in our work and our personal lives, we need to be working on and developing all kinds of skills all the time. This isn't anything new. It's just the way things are. What is a bit more recent is embracing the mindset of lifelong learning. Basically, being more proactive about getting new skills, whatever age we are. It brings us more opportunities, like a better chance of being the best at our job, making a career change, or becoming an entrepreneur, or learning pretty much anything. Let's get straight to it and learn something new right now with 10 steps to learn anything. Number 1. Define what you need to learn. This might sound obvious, but you need to have a specific goal in mind. Learning English isn't a defined plan. Learning how to make phone calls in English to solve IT problems is. Another valid goal is learning English to make basic conversation and small talk. Or to take a totally different example, learning how to code is bad. Learning how to build an e-commerce website is good. The more specific, the better. Also, define the purpose you want to learn for. Very often people start learning something without a specific purpose in mind. They just think it'll probably help them at some point in the future. Like, I want to learn Spanish, it'll be fun, without a real reason for it. The problem is, they don't have a defined purpose or a defined goal, which means they are more likely to give it up than see it through. Number 2. Figure out what level of mastery you need. Do you need to become amazingly good at something and get paid to do it as an expert? Do you need to learn enough about it to understand what people you need to hire? Is it something you just want to know casually? Answering this question will set you up with the right approach. Let's say you want to learn to play guitar. Do you want to learn some basic chords so you can play a few songs and entertain your buddies around a campfire? Which is a very valid goal. Your buddies will definitely appreciate it. Or do you want to be able to play lightning-fast guitar solos that require advanced skills and make you a sought-after musician? That requires a lot more effort. As goals, they both work. The point is, decide what level of mastery you're aiming for. This will influence the amount of time you're going to dedicate to it, and the kind of courses or training you're going to do. Keep in mind that for some jobs or businesses, you'll want to focus on one skill and learn it to an advanced level. Like if you want to become a successful computer programmer, you'll need some serious high-level coding skills. Focus on one thing to a really high level called a vertical profile. For others, you'll need a number of skills to a decent level, not all of them advanced. Like if you're running an e-commerce store, you might just want an intermediate level of coding, combined with good marketing, sales, copywriting, and perhaps design skills as well. This is called a horizontal profile. Number 3. Reverse engineer what you need to learn. So you've got a rough idea of what you want to learn. Next, you need to work out where you can learn it from. In the old days, you learned things from university courses, and of course you still can, but they're expensive and take a lot of time. Besides, there are just so many other opportunities out there for ways to learn. In fact, there's never been a time like this in history where there's so much access to information to help us learn any skill. And that's all thanks to the internet, and specifically micro-credentials. Check out what courses are available on micro-credential platforms like Udacity, Coursera, Udemy, and others to see what's available. And spoiler alert, pretty much everything you could possibly want is available. You might have seen the TED Talk by Scott Young where he explains how he did the equivalent of an entire degree program from MIT in computer science without actually taking any classes. Basically, he reverse engineered an entire MIT degree course and completed it in a quarter of the time at 1/100th of the cost. Number 4. Identify and deconstruct the skills. Next, figure out what skills and micro-credentials you'll need to achieve your goal. Take any skill or area of knowledge and you can break it down into a bunch of component parts. And those component parts can be broken down into even smaller ones. Let's call them sub-skills. So if you want to become an advanced photographer, you'll need knowledge of the equipment, cameras, lenses, tripods, and lights, and how they work and how to use them. Composition, balance, color, how to frame the photo to create shapes and patterns that are attractive and draw attention to the subject. Software for editing and digital imaging. And if you want to make money from it, a business side of it, customer service, networking, marketing, and the knowledge of copyright laws. Make a checklist with all of these skills and sub-skills so you can tick them off one by one. Set yourself a schedule for learning them all and follow the schedule. Making adjustments to the schedule as needed is fine. Some skills might take you a bit longer than you thought, but if you don't have that schedule as a guideline, there's a better chance you'll let it slide and give up early on. Number 5. Prioritize skills and apply the 80-20 principle. Now you've got your list of skills, figure out which ones will have the most impact. Maybe by asking someone who knows about the field you're learning in, or maybe from internet research. And use a technique that will help you get your goals quicker, and one that's been validated by research. It's called the 80-20 rule, also known as the Pareto principle, and it basically says this. In whatever you do, 20% of the effort you put into it gives you 80% of the results. For example, 20% of the words in a language are enough to hold a normal conversation, or 20% of the chords on a guitar are found in 80% of the songs. Think about any book you've read that you found useful. It's likely a small portion of that book, around 20% of it, gave you the biggest benefit, while the rest was fine but mostly filler. We're guessing around 80%. The numbers aren't set in stone. They'll vary, but you get the point.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.